Thank you and good morning. We hold ourselves to the highest standards of professional and ethical conduct while serving the people of Humboldt County. Enforcement of immigration laws is not the job of the sheriff, and my office does not and will not conduct proactive or reactive immigration enforcement duties in this community. That's a quote from a statement released by Sheriff Mike Downey, who addressed community concerns about immigration enforcement actions conducted by the federal government. Under Sheriff Billy Hansel spoke about immigration and local law enforcement on Talk Shop last week, and both men want to encourage community members to seek protection and assistance from the sheriff's office regardless of immigration status. The sheriff's office will continue to coordinate and cooperate with federal authorities when it comes to criminal activities that occur in the county. Sheriff Downey made the statement in response to several inquiries about the sheriff's actions when it comes to immigration enforcement. State lawmakers have introduced a bill that would change the way California students pay for college, specifically community college. California's community college system serves nearly 3 million students per year, and it's by far the largest in the country, and one feature of the new bill would make the first year of community college tuition-free. The measure would also preserve and expand the middle-class scholarship program that was begun in 2013 and which serves some 55,000 students at UC and Cal State campuses. The measure would also expand the Community College Success Grants Program and look for ways to reduce non-tuition-related costs for students who attend a four-year university. It wasn't the ideal manner for a puppy to be adopted, but it worked out in the end for a dog tossed into the bay yesterday and which was later plucked from the water by fishermen who witnessed the incident. The sheriff's office reports that an unidentified man riding a bike across the Samoa Bridge stopped and threw the puppy into the water. Fishermen in a boat nearby saw the act and were able to pull the dog from the water. She was taken to a local vet for a checkup and given a clean bill of health, and she even has a new home. She'll be going home with one of the fishermen who pulled her from the bay, and the search for the brute who threw her into the drink is underway. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a single-vehicle collision that saw a Miranda man airlifted to Mercy Medical Center in Redding. The incident occurred Monday evening at about 6 o'clock when 29-year-old Eric Chapman was driving his pickup on a dirt road north of Salmon Creek Road. For reasons still under investigation, Chapman lost control and the truck ran off the roadway and overturned. Chapman, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle and suffered major injuries. A helicopter was called in to fly him to Redding. Impairment is considered a factor in the collision. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has resumed the county's zip-tie program for those who are allowed to grow marijuana for personal medical reasons. The zip-tie program, which allows growers to label their plants, was suspended by the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors as they craft local marijuana ordinances related to both medical cannabis and Prop 64. However that ordinance ends up, it will not affect those who are permitted to grow marijuana for medical use. The zip ties, which are purchased from the sheriff's office, allow sheriff's deputies to identify legitimate grows from illegal, and they cost $25 a pop. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Former Northern Humboldt School District Superintendent Chris Hartley will move to a new office effective April 1st as he takes over as superintendent for Humboldt County Schools following the impending retirement of Dr. Gary Eagles. Hartley joined Eagles on Talk Shop on Monday to talk about the transition, one that will give administrators 3 months to work together before the new fiscal year begins in July. Eagles said that he had asked the county school board for that time to make the transition as smooth as possible.
One of the things that I was hoping the board would do, and they did, was allow for an easier transition and start it a little sooner than July 1. He'll have the opportunity to get acquainted with the staff because as the fearless leader coming up, he's going to have to direct their activities starting the next fiscal year.
County schools will also get a new deputy superintendent as Heidi Moore Guinup takes over for John Sapper, who will retire at the end of June. Hartley, who comes to the job with 2 decades of experience, said that it's very important to be able to work with Eagles and existing staff during the transition period.
number one is to listen and learn the systems that are in place, and that's why having Gary there for the next couple months is just perfect. An opportunity to meet and talk about the programs and the philosophy behind why the programs were created. I want to understand, like, why is this here so that I can get behind and support it. And really to, serve the staff at the county office that are putting those programs in place.
You can listen to Gary Eagles and Chris Hartley talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.